KF8 SCE mobile.
Is there anybody out there? Got a copy. KDIS mobile, Harrison.
Where you at?
I'm just driving down M61 in Harrison. Where are you at?
Where do you think I'm at?
Well, you're probably in bed. Somebody's trash bin out here. It just exploded up. That's no good. Kendra contacted the company that blew a bunch of debris all over the car. They basically said, we'll look into it, that's it. Which I didn't think they were going to do anything, but I guess the guy almost hit Kendra's friend, too, was behind her. Almost hit Lily, so yippee. How am I coming in? I'm running through the UHF repeater.
You're fine.
Are you still sleeping or what?
Yeah, I'm in bed.
Yeah, I just hollered out on the old Harrison machine there. Gary didn't come back, and so I figured I'd try this and see if anybody's out there up driving around, but I doubt it. It's pretty early yet. And I got some major upper respiratory congestion going on. Seems like once I get moving for the day, I'm fine, but when I start slowing down at night and waking up in the morning is when it's bad. That's usually what happens to me anyway, but yeah. So, just gotta keep on keeping on.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, I'll probably get up here shortly.
Alright. Well, I'll catch you in a little bit. I'm just heading to work. I'm a little bit later today because I felt like crap this morning. So, it is what it is. Oh well. Looks like it might rain or something. It looks pretty dark to the west. Got clear skies to the east. Gloomy to the west. So, maybe the sun when it comes up. It's about to boil up over the trees there. Nice pretty pink and purple sky coming up here and behind me. Pretty beautiful out here. Alright, we'll catch you in a little bit. KTQBX, KQIS, we'll be motoring on. I could reach it to Claire right now, so I'm on the man siding hill right now, so should be full quiet. KDYS, we're gonna be dropping into the hole.
Yeah, my battery's going dead on SHT.
Roger, Dodger, KDYS, we'll be standing by. Standing by, mobile.
Yeah, KCAQX.
Yeah, whoever it is, you're not making it. You're not making it. KDYS Claire. Nice sunny, bright pink sky coming up here. Wow. Hey, you got any coal? Right, we got you in there a little bit there, Drake. You're still a little scratchy.
Alright, how about on that one?
That one's much, much better. We're just in Claire getting ready to jump in the truck here in about 5 minutes. I was just testing my UHF repeater. I jumped the power up from 20 to 40. So it seems to work a lot better down here. I don't know about the receiver, but how's the receiver working?
A little bit of mobile fire, but doing just fine.
Alright, it's about straight line, I think it's about 12 miles. So, and it's only up like 65 feet to the antenna, bottom of the antenna.
Oh, there you go. I'm headed out towards Alpena today. About 4 miles from Calcacistan here.
Roger. All right, well, I'll be over in Onaway, so we'll be close. I got to go to Indian River, Onaway, and I think before that, I got to go to Gaylord first. Harrison, Gaylord, Indian River, Onaway, and then wherever they take me after that.
Oh, there you go.
Yesterday talking about a mysterious beep, so that'll be fun. Sounds like a bunch of fun. And yeah, what else was I gonna say? I don't know. But we're pulling into work here. I forget. I'm pulling into work, and I gotta warm my truck up and get ready to go. So you're kind of broken up now again. So. Just so you know, I'm sure you'll make it over to the other side. And too bad the Sheboygan repeater. I went by that antenna. I think yesterday too, on Hackleberg Road. That's quite a sight. So. All right, drive safe. KDYS, we'll be out of the vehicle.
All right, yeah, sounds good. still on Travers' machine on the Elmwood receiver for a little bit until I get further north, and then I can jump over to the Petoskey one. Okay, fire up the hotspot here in a minute. Any CMH mobile. Yeah, morning, Rick. You hear me. I'm still south of Mansell talking on 131, but I heard you. I need GMH mobile.
Hey, good morning. Am I, do I have a weak signal? I just got north of Mansellona. Where are you at this morning? Are you up traveling somewhere?
Yes, I'm heading out towards Alpena this morning. So I still got quite a ways to go.
What repeater are you on? It does sound pretty frequently on your end.
I am on the 19, but I'm south of Mansellona.
Okay, that explains it. Yeah, Mansellona is kind of a dividing line for quality.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I updated the software on my new radio last night. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, I absolutely have refused to update the software on my AC radios. I did that to, I think I did it to my FT2, and I had to do it like 5 times, and it almost bricked the radio in the process, and I was like, yep, doing that again.
This software update went really well. It updated all 5 things that it was doing. It updated everything. And it was easier than a lot of machine tool updates I've ever done. I put the info on the SD card, plugged it in, and hit update, and checked all the boxes, and life was good. I was amazed how simple it went.
Rolling into Mansell-Tucky here. Yeah. I wish their older radios were the same way, but the older radios, you have to tether them to the computer and do them the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, and that could be annoying. Yeah, gotta depend on keeping the power alive and the wire being connected and the computer running and all that garbage while you're uploading. Yeah, I hear you. No, the SD card thing went good. I was really happy I bought an SD card ahead of this, so saved me a lot of trouble. But I didn't want to try to hang a wire temporarily this weekend and play around with some HF. I didn't have a lot of luck with my vertical antenna, but then again, I don't have an antenna analyzer or anything to adjust it properly. It's a manually adjustable thing, so I ordered one of them $45 vector analyzer things online for the hell of it. I couldn't bring myself to spend another $300 on an MFJ, so kind of tapped out in the radio world.
Well, the nano DNA is going to do pretty much everything you're going to want or need, and it'll do more, but there's more functions on it that you probably won't use. Like, you can use it to tune up the filters and all sorts of stuff. They don't have a whole lot of dynamic range, so you can't, like, tune a duplexer with it, but if you got, like, a single cavity filter or something that's got a, you know, a tuning slug, you can tune those with that. But the only thing you're worried about is PSWR and return loss.
whatever frequency you are interested in. Which, the UI on those can be a little iffy, but once you watch a couple of YouTube videos, you'll kind of get the hang of it. It's a little clunky, though.
I really annoyed myself with the antenna was outside and I was inside and it was a cold day and I was trying to tweak the SWR to get close and there was a lot of back and forth and a lot of annoyance. So funny story, you know, I was talking to Jim the day before yesterday about the optimum amplifier on the thing. And so I bought the 10-watt, I guess two of the 10-watt antenna tuners. One's a simple one, the other one's made for long wire, and it doesn't mount on the radio, but I got those, and I thought I needed another antenna tuner for the amplifier, and lo and behold, Jim's like, no, that's built in, and I'm like, I don't think so, because, you know, they had a recommendation for additional antenna tuners and all. And lo and behold, yeah, it's built in. I don't like to read. That's one of my downfalls.
Well, the thing is with the internal tuner is it's only good for so much. Most of the time, those are really only capable of tuning an antenna, you know, outside of 3-to-1. If you cut your antenna just right, that's probably going to be fine. Especially if you do like an end-fed half-wave or an off-center fed. Once you start doing like long random wire or if you start doing loops and stuff, you really want an external tuner to kind of tune it on those oddball bands like 17 and 24 meters, or not 24 meters, but 12 meters, I think that's like the 24 megahertz range or something like that, just below 25 meg. Most internal tuners don't really like tuning up there on antennas that are tuned for, you know, the typical bands like 10, 15, 17, and 20, and 30 and heck, even 60. 60 meters is an oddball band. And I've always had to have an external tuner that's capable of tuning a wet noodle in order to tune up on that band.
Yeah, when I finally get to reading, yeah, it basically said just that. You know, it's not for tuning something that's way out of range. I'm curious, though, the remote tuner that I got for the 10-watt side, or the field side, that's specifically for long wire, so I wonder if that one's a little more capable. I'm just curious. Anyway, I'll find out one of these days. I want to get the HF side going so I can play around with some of the different modes and load up whatever computer software I need, things like that. So I'll be hitting you guys up for information on software that does Morse code, because I'm not learning Morse code. And I know you didn't jump playing around with FT8, things like that. So I got to get some advice on either freeware or cheapware and it works. Lots of little things like that. Oh, I got my Mac communicating to the radio last night. It was all about the right drivers, so got it going.
Right on. Did you end up doing boot camp, or are you just staying in Mac OS?
Well, I have a Windows computer and maybe a second one coming, one of those Toughbooks that runs Windows 10. I have a MacBook that prefer to run on Mac, but, you know, you don't get that option all the time when you're dealing with ham radios, but, I don't know, I get disenchanted with parallel. I used to run parallels on the Mac. I kind of got disenchanted when they started charging you every time they felt like upgrading it, so I wiped it off my computer and figured I'll just run a PC for the PC stuff, but I guess maybe I can run something else if I dual booted the thing.
And that was kind of why I suggested boot camping and doing boot camp and dual booting with macOS and Windows. You can pretty much accomplish everything you would need in macOS, but the setup process is a real pain in the butt. Especially if you plan on doing more than just FTA, because FTA you can use MacLogger and run WSGT, but if you want to have all the integrations, like if you want Grid Tracker and everything to work, you're not going to really be able to do that in macOS. That's pretty much mostly a Windows thing. And then as far as running some software in a virtual machine, it's not exactly a great experience either because, well, you're running another operating system inside of an operating system. There's overhead, and I've had a lot of audio issues, which you really, really don't want when you're running digital modes because audio is very important. If you have any dropouts or anything, but really screws up the end result.
Yeah, I hear you. I had, what the heck was it? I didn't have a PC at the time, and when I bought Toyota TechStream for my truck back in the day, and I was able to get it running on a Mac in boot camp or on the Windows side. But getting the driver to get that configured was the most annoying thing on earth. So, you're right. There's just things that you do on a Windows computer that you don't want to try to do on a Mac. And I agree with you. I just wish more people would make software for Mac. It's just a lot cleaner than Windows, I guess. And mostly because the Apple folks control everything, I think, but which is good and bad, so I don't know. Anyway, well, I'm just kind of excited I got it running, so now I gotta get on the air and talk to somebody, so we'll see what happens this weekend.
Am I still sounding okay for the repeater?
Yeah, you're decent. I'm getting a little, the repeater's giving me a little crackle right now. Try again.
Okay, I'm just curious because I'm on Barcelona Road heading towards the lake right now. So I'm quite a way south.
Yeah, so I'm detecting a little bit of picket fencing, I think, but heck, I'm mobile too, so it could be on my end. But it's not bad. I can understand everything you're saying.
Okay, well that works for me. Well, my honest opinion is honestly, I hate to recommend Windows for ham stuff, but really that's where most of the software support is at. But it's just such a horrible operating system. And the only gripe I have with macOS is it's kind of locked down compared to Windows. Like there's not a whole lot of customizability. Which is why I switched to plus it's free. And it's open source. If there's a bug, somebody out there that's way smarter than I am that's going to figure out how to fix that problem. And usually it's figured out in short order, and I'm not, you know, at the mercy of Microsoft to figure it out or whatever. Now I have to, you know, and I got to do it on my own terms. That was one gripe I had. That was even with Mac OS, like when I had my MacBook, it would just be like, hey, I want to update right now. I'm like, well, no. I'm in the middle of doing schoolwork, man. I can't really do that right now. And I was like, okay, well, I do it anyway.
Yeah, Apple kind of runs the mothership. So it's the good and the bad about Apple and Mac OS is, A, they lock it down so it doesn't have a lot of trouble, but you're right, you know, doing anything weird is not a fun thing on a Mac, but I've been pretty happy with it. I was only annoyed, the last 6 months I was really annoyed. I got a new NAS for the house because they said they weren't supporting their time capsules anymore. So I got a new NAS, I got it up and running, and then it stopped running, and I was going nuts figuring that I can figure something wrong, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it took two or three version updates on the Mac OS before it started working again. I finally did a lot of reading. Everybody agreed that Mac broke their time machine capabilities. So that was, it felt like 6 months I couldn't use the NAS. It really annoyed me.
Good morning. ZW. Morning, Brad.
Hey, Green Lodge Mobile.
Morning, Drake. It's a beautiful day here, that's for sure.
Chilly.
Start. I think we're, what was it? 21 degrees. Yeah. So, my windshield was all frosty. Even I got to walk in the mud, so that's nice. Yeah, it's supposed to warm up to about 40, so I'm looking forward to that. So how's your drive to work?
Well, we're just over the halfway mark, I think. Yep, according to the map, we're just over halfway. Just about halfway. So, scooting along here in the land of no phone service and a really crappy road.
Well, perfect, out in the middle of nowhere.
I just saw the stupidest thing I've seen all year. A rough road sign. And it's not like a temporary, it wasn't like one of those temporary signs, you know, that you see when, you know, like road commission knows, the road's rough, but we're going to fix it. No, no. No, this was permanently planted in the ground. Rough road. And I'll tell you what. It was not lying. It was pretty bad. And that road's been deteriorating for years. And instead of fixing it, we're just going to put up a sign that says, oh, the road sucks. We're aware, but, you know, just be advised, it sucks. But we won't fix it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen some of those down there in the lower... Yeah, it's probably a township thing, and the township doesn't want to pay for the road to get repaired. One of those roads that doesn't have anybody living on it, or less populated. There you go. So, that's for sure. I do get a kick out of those signs when I see them.
And I'm, oh, shoot. Getting to the end of Old State Road. So, just out here in the middle of nowhere. Don't have any phone signal. Oof, that's weird. You ever seen those, those extra roofs that they put over those mobile homes, and then you just take the mobile home out from underneath it, but they left the roof on it? That looks real funky.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those before.
Well, the 700's working pretty good over here. I don't know if it's because of all the temperature changing. It's giving me a temp inversion or what, but working pretty good over here so far. But, what's Brad got on his the docket for the rest of the week?
Well, I work today and tomorrow, and then I have the weekend off. So, other than that, I don't have any plans to say. What about you?
Oh, so what you're telling me is you got a somewhat normal schedule for once.
For time being, yeah. This is my last week on days, so then I get to go nice for a few weeks.
Yeah, this summer I get to, try out some nights. A couple of our customers, they
want to do their PM during third shift, which is roughly the midnight to 6-7 a.m. time. And I volunteered to do it. And that might be interesting. It might be a lot of caffeine, a deadly amount of caffeine.
Oh, you do fine. Just take a nap before you go into work.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, I only have to do it a handful of times, which is good. I don't have to do it for super long. Today hopefully is going to be a fairly low-key, mostly driving, somewhat working kind of day. Get home at a decent time.
Well, that don't sound too bad, so. Hopefully everything goes well for you, and whatever you're doing at the site, it goes good. So. We're going to jump on out of here.
All right, buddy, have a good one. We'll catch you later. Hey, DMH Mobile.
Yeah, we'll be on later. 73-88-SKW, portable.
DMH Mobile on M32.
ADPX Mobile.
I want to go home.
Me too.
I'm just rolling through home and hey, look at that, I'm finally in Alpena County.
Bye-bye. Yippee.
Larry, I got you a tackle in today.
Oh, I got a whole mixed bag of stuff. First call, I'm delivering 10 bags of water softener salt. Which is going to suck, because it's a large house and a lot of walking to get to where I need to drop the salt off at. Then I got to go look at a sump pump that's not working. Then I got to go down to Petoskey and change the control board on a boiler. And then I get to go throw my waders on and go into a flooded crawl space to figure out what's going on with that sump pump.
Oh, nice. Sounds like a winner. Yeah. Oh, I get to chase down a mysterious random beast that I have no idea what it is, and well, I know what it is. It's just intermittent, so I gotta figure out what's causing the beast.
Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, it's an out of range beep. But customer looked at the radio and said it's not out of range. Which I thought was interesting.
Is that Astro or Turbo?
An
And neither it's on a Kenwood.
On NXN or we FM here.
800. It was pre-existing equipment that we spruced up. We replaced, there was an old Astro Spectra that was hooked up to a tone remote. We replaced that with Apex, but Kenwood was still in there because it's still fairly new, but it's bonking out of range. It doesn't even bonk. It just goes boop every so often.
Okay, well, that's why I asked if it was Astro. Yeah, okay, that makes sense now. My radios do that every once in a while, and they're definitely not out of range. More specifically, my XTSs from the county. Just randomly, boop! Excuse me, I'm like right under the tower. Then it'll never do it again, or at least not for like another 5 or 6 days.
I, that's probably the no-comms beep. I turned the no-comms beep on mine. Usually you'll get that when it's hunting for a site. And it takes a little bit longer than usual. It's usually when it does that.
Yep. Just weird stuff.
Yeah, I'll have that when I roam from one zone to another. Like, I'll have the radio off. And I'll, well, not even a zone, I'll just move to an entirely different area. And it takes a while for it to find a site, but it sees site, it sees signals, but it doesn't know what the MAC code is. So it ends up doing a full spectrum scan to find whatever site it needs, gets access to.
Yeah, because it's going, wait a minute, my neighbor list is not what I'm actually seeing. Hold on a minute, let me revise this whole thing.
Exactly, which is why when you're roaming all the way across the state and you leave your radio on, it's not a problem. But when you turn it off, you stay in Traverse City and you go all the way over to Alpena or something like that, it may take a minute or so to affiliate.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Very normal thing. Has that happened a lot.
I've actually been having a newer, more interesting problem, which is my radio, when I know it is for sure within range of, like, oh, buddy, are you serious? Come on, man. When I know I'm in range of, like, 3 different sites, and then I go to switch to a different site, it just doesn't do it. And in order for me to make it do it, I have to take the battery out for like 10 seconds and then put it back in. And then it lets me roam.
I have had that problem since the beginning of time. I'm within range of 3 or 4 sites. I do not like the site I'm on. I would like to switch. And in some cases, even the site I want to switch to, I know has a stronger RSSI, and it will not do it.
I even went as far as making a preferred site list, and it still ignores the preferred site at times. And I'm like, all right, well, so much for making that list.
Yeah, that's why I think I've tried that once and had the same result. No, I'll turn the radio on at home, and it will affiliate to Merchant Road and not Cordwood, and Cordwood is significantly stronger. I would have to assume that it does. It's got something to do with site resources, probably radios that are affiliated on each site, and it goes, well, I have less availability on this tower, so you're going to go over here, but try to roam, try to change sites. Nope, will not do it. It will sit there and just be stubborn.
My favorite thing is when you set the portable on the counter and you're within like range of like five sites. Instead of sticking to one and staying there by itself, no. It just floats. It just rotates, goes all the way around, goes onto every site. For absolutely no reason. And I did adjust the weak signal margin and everything, and, how much of a signal change you need for it to prompt roaming to another site. And, it still does it. Still just sits there. It'll rotate between Bouvet Road, River Central, this Rapid City, and then sometimes it'll hit South Boardman. And it goes right back around again.
Yep. Very familiar. It's definitely annoying. That's why I love Sight Lock. Until you put it on, like, in the afternoon when you're doing something, and then it's fine all night. You go to bed, you wake up, you grab your radio off the charger, you head to work, and you go, why is my radio bonking? And you go, oh, yeah, it's set to Sight Lock.
Yeah, that's kind of why I reprogrammed my E button to be Sight Lock. So that way I can actually do something productive with that button. So, yeah. Big orange button, Sight Lock. Logic.
Yeah, until muscle memory takes over and you're working on with a different radio and you set your emergency alarm off. I just pulled into the gas station. I'm going to go grab a drink. I'll be right back. I need APX.
Okay, I'm making my way closer to Alpena. ACMH mobile.
Thank you.
KCHQVX, Junior Answer, you still standing by.
Hey, DCW on DMR portal.
Yeah.
Good morning, gentlemen. How am I coming through?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm on my way into Harbor Springs for an appointment, and I thought I'd test the legs of my DMRHT, see if it can get across the bay from over there. Adam, what's your experience with that? Should I expect reception over there?
Yeah, you should have good coverage all the way. You're shooting across the water, so that whole lot between you and the tower should work great.
I would concur.
Maybe if it didn't work out.
I think I doubled it. Did Bentley go again?
I switched over to DMR. Now I'm on DMR too.
Yes, I attempted to say something witty, but it really wasn't that good, so I won't repeat it.
All right. Go ahead, Drake. And then APX.
Okay. I'm just rolling into, what's this, Hellman? Headed to Lewiston now. The mysterious beep was indeed out of range. And the antenna cable is pretty foobarred. I gotta order a new cable because it got yoinked out of the connector. Somehow, and we're not going to take any chances, so we're just going to replace the cable, the antenna, the whole works, just to, cause who knows how long it's been there. It was all pre-existing before we messed with it last year when we replaced some of the radios and stuff, so. Spinner was out what kind of state it's in, so they stopped it to replace the whole thing, so we get to go back.
I'll take that hold of it now when you're done.
Yeah, you were a little broken.
Alright, I'll come back over to the world of analog.
I said I'll take that antenna when you're done with it. I think there's two of them, so I'll see if I can snag them both and if they're any good. When we get them on the ground, I'll test them and make sure they're good.
I mean, I'm sure they work fine for receive. That's all I'd want them for anyway. You gotta come up with something to eventually put up on Hackleberg for that site. Those, even though they're directional, that at height, they would still do pretty good.
Which site is that you're having that trouble with, that you're going to salvage the antennas out of and replace them?
What'd you say at the beginning there, Bentley?
I'm
on the hour. Gotcha. I think the, on the hour time announcement got you there, Bentley.
Well, I don't think my HT is getting in, so back to analog. So, Drake, which site were you having problems with the antennas on?
It was over in Alpena, the police department. They were having an issue with, their radio was beeping, and on a Kenwood it doesn't bonk like a
a Motorola does. It goes beep. It kind of just says, hey, I'm out of range. And Motorola's are like, I'm out of range. Fix it now. They make sure you know that the radio's out of range. It was because the coax connection pulled out of the connector going into the antenna on the tower. And the tape was starting to, you know, kind of get off. It was kind of starting to fray off of it, so they're going to replace it. You were making it? You were just keying up exactly when somebody else would key up, or keying up on top of the on-the-hour announcement got you, like, the first time, and then I went to tell you that it happened, and then I think we keyed up on top of each other. You were still there. I saw you were making it, but everybody was just colliding. Check. Thanks for the feedback. All right, I got to run in, and I'll be back out in about 15 or 20. K8BCW.
Okay. Over to you, Adam.
Okay.
I'm about 10 out from my next destination. I got a couple minutes left.
I still got a half hour. I'm about 4 miles from M33, and I think pretty much from there it's just a straight shot south, straight to Lewiston, so. I get to, Jeff's there too. Great, I can bug him.
And what's going on in Lewiston?
Yeah, we've got a couple radios to put in an ambulance. And,
Animal on shoulder reported ahead.
I haven't heard that one before on Waze. But there's a couple radios I gotta read, and then we got some Motorola's that we gotta dump the same info back into, so. That's what my job is, and Jeff's putting the radios in.
See? Just don't talk about them. You know, remote has its fashion on it.
We're not doing that. You really gotta turn that mic game down. There's a lot of background noise. I don't know if you got noise reduction turned on that radio either, but it might not be a bad idea because you're getting a lot of background noise.
I was on DMR on the mobile and analog on the portable, and I was listening to myself, so it should be better now.
Yeah, that background noise is still there. Just sounds like the mic gain's just way high. I like how Motorola's handled that, though. Like, it's turning it down when it needs to so it doesn't get all over-modulated and distorted, but it just makes everything, even the background noise, the same volume.
Well, you also know how noisy my van is. I have people that ride with me, like my wife or something, if she's going to jump in here for whatever reason. She's like, how do you stand it? It sounds like somebody's clanging pots and pans in the back the entire time you're driving.
Yeah, genuinely, that would make me lose my mind.
That's why I wear headphones most of the time.
Well, that certainly helps. Yeah, 700 is doing a heck of a lot better along M32. This is great. I don't think I've ever had this solid coverage before, even when it was at its old spot.
Yeah, it's cranking. You
you're doing a great job from where you're at.
Yeah, I'm just about to turn on the 33, so I'm getting closer to it. But anyway. Alright, well, I'm going to jump off of here and turn up some music and drive.
Alright, 2.5 from my next call, so perfect. Discovery later, N8APX.
K8BCW on VMR.
Hey, Bentley. Hey, DMH Mobile.
Hey, Drake, how are you reading me now?
I'm still doing just fine.
Currently in the hill country, just outside of Harbor Springs, just making sure I'm getting you.
Yeah, I kind of figured you would. Right across the water from the tower, if you... I don't know if you can see it, but... just about from that area, anyway.
Yeah, actually, quite impressed with how an HT can get across that far into the tower and make a good connection. It's been pretty neat to experiment with.
Well, I remember, this would be 5 years ago, when we were at the Stutz site, when we had the UHF machine, I was able to use a portable at my parents' house, which is over, I think it's over about 80 miles as the crow flies to that site. I was able to use a 5-watt portable in the front yard. I had to stand in just the right spot, but I could make it all the way to the UHF machine 80 miles away.
Standing on 1 foot with your hand in a bowl of water, probably. That's pretty incredible.
And when we brought the 1.9 online, I could do about the same thing from the driveway, and it worked. And I can hear it decently, too, so it'll surprise you.
When my buddies and I were working GMRS pretty hard, using Dell's GMRS repeater at that site, we would regularly get on with a guy from Manton, and I think I did the line of sight tool on that, and he was like 76 miles away, and wasn't using anything super special, just a base station, I think probably 50 watts, and he was getting in it like crystal clear as day.
Yep. I think he's using the antenna we used to use at that site. So, yeah, that's probably exactly why it does really good. That was an awesome site for us. But now we've got other cool stuff, so there you go. All right, Bentley, I'm just about to pull into the Lewiston Fire Department, so I gotta make sure I don't pass it because I already passed one of my turns earlier. And ATMX mobile.
Alright, next again, Drake. Have a good day. K8BCW.
This is KGYS Mobile.
KGW, I'm DMR Portable. KGW, Portable on DMR.
This is KI-7 QMD Mobile listening on 19 Link System.
Hello, just have a moment. Thought I would return your call and say hello. I caught the 7 call area but didn't catch the call sign. But happy Wednesday. My name is Ron Robert Oscar November. My call Whiskey Romeo Papa Mike. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. This is KI-7 QMD, Kilo India 7, Quebec Mike Delta Mobile. My name is Rick. I'm currently in the Harbor Springs area, heading south. Going to go down the waterfront. Just figured I'd shout out if anybody's on the link system that I do and see how their Wednesday's going.
Well, mine's going pretty good. It's 49 degrees and it's not snowing or raining. I'm more in the Sheboygan, Aloha area on the 74. And like I said, I only have a moment. My destination's actually in sight, but I'm curious if you're just visiting, traveling, second home from here. What's the story in the 30-second elevator speech?
It's pretty simple. I got my license in Arizona, and that's why I have the 7 in my call sign.
All right, very good. Did you relocate back here?
Well, I wouldn't say back here, but I relocated here. I'm originally from Rhode Island by way of Denver and Phoenix, and now I live at the bottom end of Torch Lake until my next move, wherever that takes me.
Well, that's a great place to live, and welcome to the area. You're in a good spot, because when you're home, you're probably got equal coverage into the Traverse City machine. But, all right, like I said, I'm where I need to be, Rick. Just wanted to let you know your radio worked, and we'll talk again. 73 WHRPM.
73 KI7 QMD Mobile. Back to listening.
Okay, do I ask my drink? Anybody listen? Okay, do I ask for standing by? KCAQVX, K2IS, are you standing by? K8BCW, mobile. KCAQVX, K2IS, are you out there? Are you out there, Marky Mark? Okay, do I have mobile to stand by?
Talk to you later. KCAVSU. Okay, have a good night. 89NN Mobile, I'll be monitoring for a little bit.
Attention all Northwest Michigan hamsters, the Barfnet will start in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. W8REJ. Good evening. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. W8REJ. My name is Rob, and I'm net control station for this evening. And I'm located in Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. We'll start check-ins with EchoLink stations, mobiles, and short-timers. If you qualify as one of those, please come now with your call sign and your name. Slowly, please, so I can write it down. KVA.TJ.
89
and control, Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie, Mike. Okay, we have Bob, we have John with no H, and we have Mike. Anyone else that's either EchoLink, mobile, or short timer? Okay, we'll take general check-ins now. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly so I can write it down.
This is WNAP, Larry.
Okay, anyone else like to check into the net? Okay, well, good evening. This is... the second Wednesday of the month, and it's April. Things are looking pretty good here, guys. It's starting to warm up, and we're looking at some warmer weather coming our way. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, anyway, we're going to start the net off here with Bob, KB8SBJ. Take it away.
This is KB8SBJ. Hey, I'm in and out tonight. I'm right in the middle of... FEMA District 5 Oxcom Zoom meeting right now. So I'm just in and out, and I'll be back in full strength next week. KB8FCJ.
Okay, Bob, gotcha. In and out. Thanks for checking in, and have a good meeting there. AB9NN, John with no H, take it away. Now, John, you're not holding the repeater here. Give it another try. Okay, we'll come back to you, John. W8WPC, Mike, take it away.
Okay, net control. This is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie.
I'd like to say good evening to everybody. I'm down here in Royal Oak, and we're just sitting around tinkering with some old radios that I just picked up. Looks like I've got a ways to go. Not much to say. I'm short time tonight, so we'll back to net control, WAVPC. Okay, Mike, I got it corrected, VPC, so there you go. You're one and done? Yeah, check me out, VPC. Okay, very good. One and done there. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mike. Let's see, WNAP, Larry, take it away, and then we'll do a standby, W8RAJ.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ and the group, this is W8P, Larry. Well, things are going along pretty good. I'm up to my eyeballs in electronic projects. As I may have reported last week, I have a 6-meter beam that I've got it all unpacked. I need to put it together. And I got to stop in at Home Depot in Cadillac, which it looks like I'm going to be going to Cadillac tomorrow because there's Wigzaki Amateur Radio Club meeting tomorrow evening at 6:30. Anyway, pick up a piece of pipe to mount this 6-meter beam up on, and get it up high enough to get over the roof of the house and see what we can do with it. W8REJ from W8P.
Okay, Larry, very good. Well, good luck with your project there. I hope that antenna goes together easily for you there. So, okay, this is the Barb Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. W8REJ here. If you'd like to join the net, please come now with your call sign and your name. Slowly, please. This is... Kilo Juliet 5 Hotel Sierra Tango Terrell. Okay, KG5HST, name again is?
Carol, Tango, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Echo, Lima, Lima.
Okay, Carol, got it that time, very good. Anyone else?
KG6HYE, Enter.
Say call again.
Kilowatt Alpha 8 Hotel Yankee Echo.
Okay, got it that time. And your name?
Name is Ed.
I lost you. Come back with your name again.
Edgar.
Hey, that was Edgar.
Roger.
Okay, got you. Edgar, anyone else? Okay, Terrell, KJ5HST, take it away and stand by Edgar.
Yeah, well, I'm just tuning in for the first time, thought I'd chime in, get my name on the roster there, and see how things go. I happen to have the radio tuned to the Sheboygan repeater and thought that, hey, this sounds kind of like an interesting rag chew. I'll throw my hat in the ring and at least give you another call sign for the logs. So I have nothing more to add, and I'm actually probably going to be a short time on this one, because I've got some family commitments going on, but I've got very little time on Northern Michigan repeaters, so I'm just kind of dipping my feet in here, and I'll leave it at that. KJ5HST.
Okay, Gerald, very good. Yeah, we're here every Wednesday evening at 8:30, so you're more than welcome to join us anytime. Okay, moving on here, KA8YHE, Edgar, take it away. You're not making the repeater wherever you are. Okay. We'll come back to you here and give her a try on the next go-around. Okay, John, 89NN, are you any closer? 89NN, are you there, John? Okay, well, back to you, Larry, WNAP. Take it away.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ, this is WNAP, and I wasn't watching, and I picked up my mouse, started talking, I said, wait a minute, that doesn't feel like the microphone. Okay, well, I've got all kinds of projects going on, which I tell you every week. So I'm also working on my D104 microphone. I finally got it all put together, and I gotta check it out. I gotta use my arbitrary waveform generator and connect it up to where the microphone element connects to, and watch with an oscilloscope and try to adjust the treble and bass boost circuitry and amplifier circuitry and get it all balanced out at proper level. All right, 7-3 everybody. And a week from Saturday on April 18th is the Michigan QSO party. Only runs 12 hours from noon to midnight local time. So just an invite. Maybe I'll see you on the air. I'm going to attempt to get on myself. W8REJ, this is W8P.
Okay, very good. We'll look for you next week there, Larry. Okay. I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. This net will meet again next Wednesday evening at 8:30. And in addition to this net, the bar breakfast meets the last Saturday of each month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. I'll now return the repeater to normal operation. The net is clear, W8REJ. God bless everybody that can hear my voice. 7-3.
KC8ESU portable.
KCAQ VXKDYS. Are you out there?
Thank you.